Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The right fielder, Norm Miller. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kurt Palfrey. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is hit by the pitch. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Menke reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles throws to second for 1, and Garrett throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Menke scores. Geiger moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards is walked intentionally. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palfari scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kurt Palfieri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfieri is 0-for-2 in the game. Palfieri hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Astros. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Al Jackson now pitching. Heizualu pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Heizualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Heizualu now playing left field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Al Jackson. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Agee strikes out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rader strikes out. One out. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 3 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.